Welcome to Dial a Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am live here in my basement, and to prove it, I am holding up today's newspaper.
Did you see today's newspaper had an article about the place down the street?
Well, actually, you mean the Steelyard Commons?
No, the Gospel Press.
What about it?
It said they're building an apartment. I don't read stories, just headlines.
They're going to spend like $10 million bucks or something to fix up that building. It used to be the biggest publisher of Bibles in the United States or something. And it's fallen horribly into disrepair. I hope.
Looks cool.
I hope that when they redo it. Well, I hope that when they redo the building, they kind of buy up a lot of the property around it because some of the people that live around there are a-holes and they commit crimes and things.
My block was in the news as well. There was a picture of the gas station on the corner.
Oh my God, the fucking Marathon station.
On my block.
Dory and I drove.
I pulled out of my, after a half hour of struggling to get out of my my parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I drive around
the
corner and there's a entire, the roof
the
section
canopy.
Of
the canopy
of the gas
collapsed.
Pump, canopy on top of three cars.
Yeah.
And
one guy had to be pulled out of there.
Caution tape around it.
Well, yeah. One guy had to be pulled out of there,
those
dude.
Pumps be damaged? The pumps are all gone.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Nice legs, baby.
You tried to call me?
I tried to call
again
yourself.
This is Matt
Minar. Doesn't work down here.
Dork Almighty arriving. Slightly.
So you're in shorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's balmy outside.
Matt,
or somebody balled him.
It's a little bit.
Balmy, balmy, ball us off.
Hanging balmy.
Check, check, 2, 1,
yeah,
3.
That's a loud one.
Oh, that's the loud one.
That
why don't you pot that down a little bit? That's the Matt mic. Why don't you pot
why
down the Matt
don't
mic?
You pot
the Matt
me
mic.
Down.
Anyway,
live
anyway, I am
Bat
joined
Tuesday.
Tonight by Dork Almighty Matt Minar, who just got here. Matt, how you doing?
Rowing is good for the body.
Rowing is good for the body and good for the brain.
And the soul.
And bad for the anus. Okay, it is the nicknameless Russ Miller is here.
Check one, sibilance.
And Dewey, the answer man, Drew Ivan, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. Well, let's see. We have a plentiful Tales from the Dork side. We have Pieces of Flair. We have
Do we have a free software this week too?
I'm sure we can come up with something.
Well, now we don't anymore.
Oh, I've got a couple of. I've got a. Well,
Zimbra was free.
Part of it. You can get a commercial version.
You can get a commercial version. It's true. There is a there's a product called I think WebDrive out there. And a sort of a stripped-down version of that was part of the Novell package called NetDrive. And you can actually, if you go around and look for it, you can actually find the install for it and use it. And that's kind of what I did. You can map a drive letter to an FTP directory. And that's really neat.
I heard that a while ago, yeah.
It's great for, editing. If you do, text editing of web page. You know, if you like to write, your web pages or whatever in a text editor, it's great for doing that. Because then you just save. Especially TextPad, you just right-click on the file in this directory, and you can say TextPad, and then every time you save it, it just basically is published.
But then if it tries to open in that directory, that's a lot of overhead.
It just takes. It depends on how big the file is, obviously.
Yeah,
but
really.
TextPad is a huge pain in my ass because my jackass IT department has set up my documents directory is on a remote server that's synchronized to my machine.
Yeah.
And TextPad and PaintShop Pro in particular take
Do they try to open a bunch of crap in PaintShop Pro will try to open a graphics directory
or
something.
Bad. It's just terrible.
That you might be able
to
fix.
It goes right to my pictures.
Yeah.
I tried to redirect my pictures in the registry, but didn't take, so I don't
freaking
know. My IT department revels in wasting time of highly paid consultants.
Boo.
And me.
Switch over to
and you.
Is it JPad?
Well, I mean, I love TextPad.
Well, I understand that. I'm presenting an alternative that you might want to try that might, it has a lot of the features.
Probably
that
just stop synchronizing since I'm not a jackhole who will overwrite my own stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We got Tales from the Dork side. We have Pieces of Flair. We may have some free software. I definitely think we have some Shane's YouTube clips of the week.
Checked in.
We have a Tim Wurzel.
We do.
Bare metal Tim Wurzel's bare metal question of the week. It's like a two-parter.
Can I send a message to Tim while we're talking about him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why not?
Not on this
channel.
Send
me that freaking DVD.
You hear that, Tim?
What DVD?
What was
he
that?
Give me
Drew?
A DVD.
Well, a DVD of what?
A digital video.
Young
disc.
Girls.
A DVD of what? Not
young
what is a DVD?
Girls.
Porno. Young
Warplanes girls. Gone Wild.
Warplanes
it's,
Gone
it's a,
Wild.
It's a movie.
If that's true.
A movie called Dam Busters.
You're
have
really
you heard
darky.
Of it?
Dam Busters.
It's from the 50s. It's a World War II movie, and it's about these guys. They had to bomb a German dam.
You know, it would have been better just to get a big cadre of Ents. To wow. come in and rip your damn
I thought
down.
That was dorky as it could get until he said that.
Okay, well, if you'll excuse me.
Well, the cool thing about the movie is that George Lucas ripped off the attack runs for the Death Star battle.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. It's like frame
they turn
for
off
frame.
A targeting computer and everything.
Frame for frame?
Yep. Sweet.
Yep. Wow. So there's really not an ounce of creativity in his
Rogue Five.
In his rotund
turn off
body.
Your targeting computer.
Red Five.
Did you say
like Rogue
Five?
Rogue Five.
Well done.
Just because I'm different.
Red 5. I have to agree
with
Drew
playing,
on this.
I've been playing Rogue Squadron on the
Red
the 5.
Cube, so. Red 5 standing by.
Anyway.
And 5.
Everyone tells me that I look like Porkins, or
you do.
Porkins looks like me.
With a short, well, you need shorter hair.
Stay on target.
Have quite the fro that you do.
Stay on target.
He had a whole helmet, and he's getting to that width.
Oh, yeah. You don't need a helmet. You've got the hair.
Thank you. I'm venturing into like Justin Guarini territory.
Almost. Scary that we know who that is.
I'd like to.
See, it does look like him.
What?
Porkins.
Oh, there's Porkins. Hey, actually, why don't you put in Porkins and say I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Wait, before you do that, don't do that yet. All right.
Did you bother to read that open source, audio stuff I sent for you?
I read it, baby.
That had a little sound effects board built into it where we could just play this stuff right into the mix.
Did you bring a DVD of Fedora Core 6?
No, I didn't. You didn't remind me. It's your fault.
Well, I think you're the asshole, buddy.
Don't try to Jew me, you damn.
What did you say?
I missed the damn it part.
Don't try to Jew me.
I bet you're sick because you outside
what
the hell in
shorts. Does that mean? I'm going to say that. Tonight, as we get lucky
with the soiree
girls, type in the word Porkins.
You get the Wikipedia entry for
and you get
the Star Wars guy.
Type in Porkins and hit I'm feeling lucky, and guess what? You get the Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's we're gonna have to reshoot
you
that.
You get
one.
Porkins.
That's not good.
What is Perkins Restaurant? Oh, I know what
Perkins
Restaurant
is. Awesome.
That's if you type in Perkins, not Porkins. Although I think Porkins sounds like something you could get at Perkins.
I don't know what kind of...
You might be able to, yes. Cracklins?
That's a good one.
All right, anyway. Thank you very much, Soiree Girls. We appreciate that immensely. So, what should we do now?
Hey, you listened to the shitload of stuff. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I typed in Porkin, hoping that would be...
Porkin?
The first thing would be funny.
All right, hold on, wait.
It's
wait,
not.
Wait.
It's Urban Dictionary. It's not good.
Oh.
But about the sixth link down is the College Humor, so I followed that.
Is that good?
It's a mistake.
It's Porkin
it's
Pies.
It's a mistake.
Porkin Pines.
Porkin Pines?
Yeah. Maybe you could... geek. Maybe you could...
I don't know if I know what that is.
Get lucky with Porkin Pines.
Porkin Pines?
Yeah. Type in... Porkin.
I don't want to type
with an apostrophe.
I don't want to type that in.
My eyes have been melted.
Porkin.
You've seen it. You can't unsee it.
I can too.
Pines.
Think happy
oh,
thoughts.
Oh, is it Porkin Pines copulating?
It is.
All right.
Why does Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver come into mind right now?
I don't even know
what
you're talking about.
That's a
Primus
song. That's a damn Primus song. Okay. Primus. So, anywho.
Speaking of Primus, the police are getting back together.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I saw him on the, what was it, the Grammys?
I say that because Les Claypool was playing in a band, Oysterhead, with Stuart Copeland.
Mm.
There's a connection there.
Mm.
And Trey Anastasia,
this is what
I
feel
I
about
give
that.
A shit about. Is this going to be a long intro?
I think it's a lot longer than I anticipated.
Yeah, you need to kind of, you need to cue
there's
that
a
up
hole
beforehand.
In my life.
Do you know what it is?
It's a mistake! By Men at Work.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have a little background music for the show right now.
That was the first.
Colin Hay.
That was the first MT live broadcasted concert that I ever saw.
That
MTV?
MTV clip. I haven't watched the whole thing, but they do have a shot of Colin Hay with some crazy hair.
No, they play It's a Mistake.
Oh, that's the best.
Sweet.
We gotta Shane that up.
Yeah, we gotta Shane that up. Yeah. Well, I think it was a dig. It was Fark or Dig or something.
I don't know.
It was Google Video.
You just sent it directly to
Can
me.
You check your email.
You want me to check it?
All right. Why don't you just? I think if you just search for on Google Video, if you search for. If you search for MTV 1983 on Google Video.
Would you stop doing that?
Sorry. Are you saying it's a mistake?
I'm saying that you're a mistake.
There's two clips out there, part one and two, of some dude's videotape.
Okay, so just search
hour and a half long each.
Dude, they're great.
They're awesome.
They are great.
I've only watched the first 5 minutes.
They're an hour and a half long
each.
Well, I keep
just like sitting there watching MTV.
I keep vidded both of them.
You did what to him?
I keep vidded.
I don't know if that's a verb yet. That's not going to catch out as a verb, I don't think.
Keepvid.com. You put in the URL of a video from like
Madonna being sexy right there. Nice.
From doing like from Google Video or YouTube or whatever, and you can then give you a link. And they even give you an opportunity to download an AVI for it.
There's an Adam Ant interview from 1983.
Sure there is, man. He was huge then.
I know.
When did you get your MTV?
Oh, I...
I got mine in 81.
I think
late.
I got it right when it started.
Yeah, we were, I think first year. Syracuse
sure was
a...
81
I was in Syracuse. So I think that was one of the test markets.
I thought it debuted... it was a test. I was going to say, I thought it didn't go nationwide until 83.
That's what I heard, and I'm pretty sure I remember 81.
Okay. Well, who was your favorite VJ?
Martha Quinn, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Remember she guest starred on the original ER?
Nope.
Not the big, stupid ER, but the original Elliot Gould ER?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. That was
awesome.
Funny.
Did she wear a nice, tight little nurse's outfit?
It's a mistake!
Beep, beep, beep.
No, she was just in a wheelchair.
Two
which
ends
is
and
another
Quinn.
Fetish.
Two ends and Quinn.
I shouldn't bring that up.
Martha Quinn.
Star what Search, 1983.
It's a whole lot of Mark Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
On the
and
thing.
Just
oh,
the worst yeah. VJing. Yeah. Umming a lot, and it was terrible.
Well, you know what? It's like a pre-golden age of radio.
Exactly.
I mean, it was like
so
guy
good.
In a room playing videos.
Entertain
it's
someone?
Like the way it used to be on radio, guy in a room playing records, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really that bad.
It's
but that's all right.
It is brilliant,
listening
though.
To Maxwell's...
Silverhammer?
Evening radio show on
WMS. Yeah, that guy?
They're broadcasting live from the Blind Pig, and they couldn't keep their people away from the bar and
wait,
the chicks. So I'm like, we could have done this show for them and just, you know, showed
yeah,
up and, you know,
absolutely.
Moved right in there.
Well, I'll call Maxwell.
You should call him.
I'll speak Jewish to him.
All right.
Okay. Hey,
speak with your
Ross,
homies.
Are you killing our bandwidth right now?
Oh, am I?
Yeah,
you, would you quit downloading the whole hour and a half video?
Don't do it
I
now.
Know what I was thinking.
Dude,
it's gone. It's
I'll
gone,
I'll
it's
put
gone,
it on a
gone.
CD for you. Maybe.
No, I just I wasn't thinking.
She's from Albany.
Who?
Martha Quinn.
Sweet.
Don't
handed.
Drink, don't smoke.
How tall?
Do.
5'1".
Ooh, pick her right up.
She's married.
Put her right down.
Adamant, folks. Adamant.
There's a new Sirius station. For 90s alternative, which is kind of exciting, except
hey,
it's too much metal. That kind of sucks. I don't like Alice.
Can you name all five of the original VJs? Go.
Nina Blackwood, Martha Quinn, the little dude Adam, not Adam
Alan.
Curry, Alan, what's his nuts?
Damn.
And Mark Goodman.
Dude, you
and
suck
the big black
mouse.
Dude, JJ something.
Jackson.
Alan Hunter.
Alan Hunter.
JJ Jackson.
Alan Hunter.
Mark
Goodman. Adam Curry somehow gets.
Adam Curry, not so
oh,
much.
I know. He was late 80s, but.
Not so much.
Gets all tied up in there in my head somehow.
That's okay.
They're both blonde.
So let's hear about these tales from the dark side.
I
go, Mel Brooks.
I got some. I don't know about anybody else.
What?
Am I on stage for that?
Well, I mean, you're talking about these crazy tales from the dark side you had.
All right. So I don't remember
be like
if I got if I got ambitious about my.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the fuck is this shit, dude?
It's a photograph of the
Martha
original
Quinn?
VJs.
Of all of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Out.
Is that legal?
That's an outrage. Clearly an outrage.
Why is it an outrage? I can't see
I don't
it.
Know. It's not an outrage.
Is it good?
You're an outrage.
All right.
I'm outraged.
Back to me now.
I am outraged. All right. Go ahead. So what the fuck, man?
So I think everything was working fine with my wireless. I had a relatively new Linksys. Oh, no. That's what the story was. So I got the phone Linksys. That's what started
oh,
all
the,
this.
Like the Vonage one?
Not Vonage, but phone, F-O-N, the community wireless
right.
thing. I got a good
oh,
deal on it.
Oh, you've had that
it.
For a long time, haven't
yeah,
you?
So I was trying to run it as an open Wi-Fi spot for a while, and you're contractually obligated because you get it at a deal to do it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget why, but that wasn't working for me anymore. So I was like, I'm flashing this thing. So I flashed it with DD-WRT.
Oh, beautiful.
Open source
did
firmware.
Did you break it?
No problems bricking.
Oh, what? Real quick though, what David version of the router do you have?
I have version 4, which is one of the last ones that's easily
Well, you know what it is, flashable. Is that Linksys has slowly but surely been reducing the size of the firmware, like ROM or whatever.
Yeah, and it's version 5 you can do, I guess.
I know someone with a version 2.
Yeah,
I think it's got like a 16 megabyte ROM or something. You can put like...
God, you could load an entirety of Tiny Linux on there.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean, essentially it is a Linux.
You can basically turn into like a $1,000 like VPN concentrator or whatever if you want.
I mean, the feature set's there for sure. I mean, it doesn't make the hardware any more reliable or anything like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the software's cool. It's very configurable. Yeah. And so I went ahead and did it. And one of the first things I did after setting it all up with my particular wireless configuration was... the day later.
Did you boost the antenna?
I boosted the power. And just for fun, because my girlfriend works down the block to see if she could hit it. She couldn't.
She could?
She could not.
Wait, did you read about boosting the antenna?
Totals, yeah. And I only put it up to, I think it might have gone 100. Yeah, you can totally burn it out. So a couple days later, I was starting to get drops. And I was like, balls. So I burn it out? I fucked my shit up. That sucks. And just about that time, a deal came to my attention for the Buffalo routers, which also take WRT, and they were $40 at Newegg.
Oh, great.
So I ordered two. The idea being if I could get one with VPN, I could make a VPN, because I have Concord VPN at my house finally. I can go into that later. I can get a VPN tunnel going to my parents so I could do better support for them, because I just got them a TiVo, and now they're all wireless, and they can screw everything
up.
That's
so sweet.
Yeah.
You're a good son.
Well,
what a mensch.
I know. I'm
Uber mensch.
Making up for all
the
failures of the past.
What the?
Nina Blackwood.
All right.
Do a Blackwood and do a I'm lucky.
get lucky. Doubt.
Nina Blackwood.
So, all right. I get some failures with my old Linksys. I buy these Buffaloes straight out of the box. They take a little trickier to flash them.
Yeah.
They have a TFTP window where you have to flash them. But once reading, they actually had provisos about that, and it went fine. And I set one up, and I configured it, and it worked a day or so, and then it started doing the drops again. Crazy, just a drop, like every 10 minutes, and then boom, it's not even reconnecting, and it sucks on both my XP client and my girlfriend's Mac. Terrible. So I'm like, okay, this is terrible. This software or going to be my location? So I like take it out of the stack of electronics I have and move it like 4 feet, hoping that would affect things. No luck. And it doesn't die right away. It takes a day. So I've been through just everything with them. Just, okay, I'm going to rigorously change the configuration slowly, see how long things last. And I don't even know what's going on with them. Some people seem on the WRT forums to have similar problems, but many people don't. So I reflashed the Buffalo to Tomato, another open source firmware that's out there.
Okay.
Very nice interface, very cool. And that's doing the same thing. And it takes like a day to fail, so
okay.
It's tough to do. Oh, it's still a pain in my butt. All right. I don't know what's going on. So I have two options now. Relocate and flash back to Linksys firmware. I just don't know. So if anybody in Userland or you
that
guys have any ideas,
sucked.
That's because you were distracting everybody and no one has any input. What's the problem?
There has to be an answer or some answer. Sort of.
If I could answer, I would.
I don't agree with that. I mean, you can just tell a tale of woe from the dark side. If you
and
want
then
to.
I found it's chewing gum shorting out the circuit. That would have been
in two different pieces of hardware.
Yes,
I found that.
That's what makes it a coincidence.
Mice
that's
were
ridiculous.
Taking a dump in my router. Hey, by the way, I just want to let everyone know that dial a dork. With no hyphens, can be contacted via Yahoo Instant Messenger during the show.
You are the man.
Hey, hey.
That gets you an Ubermensch.
Hey.
Because we did have a user line request, so.
Dial
if you have any questions or comments
no
or
hyphens.
Concerns.
Yahoo Instant Messenger. Hey, bing bong. That's a very interesting story there, Russell. Let me tell you about my tale from the dark side, if I may, about getting Zimbra to work.
Oh, no.
Please do.
This sounds like it could be a...
Well, this frustrated the shit out of me, man. I got to tell
you.
Wait.
Irv, what is Zimbra?
We talked about this last week.
Zimbra is a really kick-ass open... No, two weeks ago. Open source mail server and collaboration
But what
thing.
Did prompt you to go for that?
A client of mine asked about some shit he wouldn't have to pay for. So I said, great. Here it is. And then, I've been like... so, not charging him to set up this demo, it took me... 2 weeks. I learned a lot.
Let's just put it.
I installed 3 different flavors of Linux. I did a whole bunch of neat command line things, and I did a lot of reading and various. So here's what would happen, Matt, if you are interested. One thing, okay,
I'm interested.
I've got this dynamic DNS service I sure. use called TZO. Okay, it's been around for a long time. It's not one of the free ones.
You pay? It's crazy.
Well, I paid a long time ago before I see. You know, whatever.
Lifetime membership.
I spent like $60 and I got like 5 years or something. So I was like, okay, fine. So I was having a hell of a time.
Zoneedit.com, folks. Zoneedit.com.
Well,
you use that too.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point is that I was having a hell of a time because, I was kind of trying to explain it to Matt. Like, I could not get the fucking, like, I couldn't get the thing to stop throwing these errors about MX records and DNS and how to configure the Etsy host file and all this bullshit, right? And I'm just like, this is driving me nuts. So finally, I get it to where it's like, I get it where I think it's supposed to be, okay? Where, you know, I use the host name command.
Is this when it's
sending
mail or when things are sending mail to it? Where are these errors?
This is both.
It's kind of like when it sets itself up, it like gives itself a domain like of mail to receive.
Sure, yes.
You know what I
mean?
So I finally got it so that the machine thought, I realized, Matt, why I kept doing the whole mail that whatever, because the host name of the machine was
mail.
Like mail server dot, you know, and then the
yeah,
domain
we talked,
was
dude, we talked about that.
I finally get using like the host name command and editing the host file and editing some other file something in like sysconfig network or something like that and all mm-hmm. this stuff. Okay, I get it so that the domain of the machine when I do hostname like dash d, it says irvcats.tzo.com. Okay, the machine name is mail server. Okay, and the fully qualified domain name is mail server dot irvcats.tzo.com,
which everybody in the world is now hacking.
Well, the machine's not hooked up right.
Good.
I don't know about that.
So here's what the thing ends up doing is it ends up creating the domain of the mail server as mailserver.irvcats.tzo.com. So all the email addresses are like something at mailserver. And I could not figure out how to not to get it to stop doing that. So I just said, fuck this. I went back to my local domain thing, which is kind of spit out by this two-wire thing. It's gateway.twowire.net, and it's like this internal thing. So here's
you gotta own
I
your own domain names, dude.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just like this stupid-ass shit.
Forgive me
is, so I changed
while
the,
I subdomain
yeah,
again.
Whatever. So the point is I changed the host file. I have the local address. I got the mail server name. I got the right domain. Everything. Zimbra does exactly what I thought it would, and it makes the stupid fucking domain name of the mail. So, but all I did after that was just add a domain through the administration console of Zimbra. Add the domain of just irvcats.tzo.com. And what do you know? I'm able to make accounts, and the mail starts coming in, and it fucking works.
Congratulations.
Jesus, man. It was insane. And yet mail coming out, though, still says shit about mail server dot two wired. And, you know, it's just, it comes out looking weird, but doesn't look like other mail servers are going to reject it.
Well, as a demonstration box, you know.
Right,
anyway.
But what the hell am I going to do when I have to do it, you know?
These problems are almost all caused by having crazy subdomains, though. I mean, if you put a machine on a domain, and it has one host name, and it is the name you're going to know it as on the internet.
All your problems
reduce
will go
your
away.
Complexity. Yeah.
Fine. That's what I'll do next time.
Cool. Well, how do you like Zimbra? I mean, those are maybe not central to the product.
Well, I mean, I think it's a phenomenal product. It comes with a little wiki built into the...
Get the fuck out.
It has a little like a little wiki action to it. It has
calendar, awesome.
You know, all the calendaring
yeah,
and
calendar.
All the email and
blogging.
Sharing all, you know, back, you know, you can, when you schedule
blogging?
Meetings, you can...
I think it's got blogging, too.
I don't know about cool. blogging. It has like... I think it's the wiki.
Is it?
Wiki. Right. But that's cool. For this guy... that I'm going to show it to him and say, look, you do this little documents thing here and you can put a document that says, here's the sales procedure or here are the phone numbers or here's this
crap.
And that.
That's
and you can,
awesome.
You know, blah, blah, blah. You can schedule meetings by, you know, pointing on users and you can actually look at the little grid of who's actually got the free time and all that bullshit, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's really, really cool. I think a lot of people really like it.
I'm reading an Ajax site which mentions Zimbra.
Yeah, it's Ajax, and it's really, really cool.
They're working on Ajax offline apps, and they got Zimbra working offline.
Nice.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so basically it's some scheme where, and this is not quite even standardized yet, but you can tell it's your web server to cache stuff, and there's a Firefox extension which allows sort of a storage thing, which is the part that's really shaky now. That's not even close to standardized, but
we can talk about that.
That's how the hell I got
Outlook
it to work.
Then.
Yeah,
you can go on an airplane and you could still be using your Zimbra.
Well, that's cool.
How cool would that be?
I will. My next thing. Well, I will start downloading the Fedora Core 6, and we'll try and. I just inherited a new machine that we might want to use for it. It's
sounds like fun.
It's a Pentium 4, 2.8 gigahertz hyper-threaded.
How much RAMs?
512.
And we need a little bit more.
I mean, more?
We could run probably. It that way, but if we want to like play around with Zimbra and databases and all that other kind of fun stuff, then.
See, I was going to suggest there is a VMware appliance built for Zimbra.
I'm talking about for the sound
stuff.
Yeah.
There's
There's a VMware appliance built for Zimbra.
Oh, that's hot.
So you could install any old OS on there if you had a little more memory.
Yeah.
And just drop in, do the configuration, stop the appliance, save it off, have a nice archive copy.
Mm.
Put in a different storage drive that you could move around, really mount wherever you want.
Convert that VM image into an actual machine, which is hot.
Oh, nice.
Hot.
Cool.
That way you can, build the image once and then deploy multiple times with the same.
Without a host OS. That would be nice. That'd be
it's
cool.
Glorious.
It's like ghosts on steroids, man.
It is, basically.
I got past. I have a slightly more successful VMware dork side. I was having problems resizing drives because you can resize the size of the drive, but the partition you have to do with a partitioning tool like Partition Magic or GPartD. So I got GPartD and it would not give me anything but a blank screen. Turns out it was a video driver issue in VMware. So if you use the live ISO, you can just load it up there in VMware and tell it to use a different video driver. And you're ready. I just did that 2 weeks ago.
Okie dokie. Anyway, so that's so that's how I got.
I gotta do the Zimbra.
So I got
too,
Zimbra
man.
To work.
That is super cool.
We'll start working on that audio studio thing.
Audio studio, that looks really cool.
I guess maybe I will have to bump up the RAM on this thing, but I don't want to spend any more money, man.
The RAM's cheap. And I need some freaking business expenses. Jesus,
business. All right. So what's next? Well, let's see.
I got a piece of flair. That's hot.
I have flair too.
My flair is bigger.
This was the two for Tuesday.
Oh, you got one of those.
Two of them.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of blow.
Oh, really?
But
that's the little, like, digital voice
recorder
or
something? No, it's a little Wi-Fi locator. The Hawking Wi-Fi locator. I mean, it is showing 5 stars here, and it is next to 2 antennas, so.
I thought we have a screen the way it flipped. A clamshell like that. I thought it would be LCD.
This is the antenna.
Not so much.
I was actually secretly hoping it was the really, really nice ones that have the USB port and you actually use it as your adapter.
That would
have
been nice.
Not the case.
I bet if you crack that open, it's just a couple dropouts you can attach something to.
I'm not going to solder anything.
Solder away.
I do have one to spare.
There you go.
Let's hear about your piece of flair.
My piece of flair is 50 inches wide. Black and made by Samsung.
You got it.
Yeah,
50 inches diagonal. Yeah.
Has it been? Has it been hung? Have you hung your sung?
No, and I don't plan on hanging it.
It's where it's standing on something.
Yeah, it's on a
mantle.
On a
on a what?
It is on a TV.
It's on
stand.
The box.
It's on
a TV stand.
Is it on that? That statue of Britney Spears on her hands and knees giving birth
it
that you
is.
Purchased.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
Can we all just pray a
yep,
little bit for Britney to get better?
She has lost it, man.
Wait, no. On the scale of celebrities
she
going
used to be really fucking hot,
straight
man.
Whack, she's got one more level to go to, and then she can
she
get better.
She was hot when she looked
Tom
like
Cruise
she was
crazy.
Tom
sexy
Cruise crazy.
In 14.
Exactly.
She's not
dude, she was
really hot, dude.
Super sexy, man.
No.
Come on.
Only in a probably wrong way.
Well, that's fine with me.
But she's never going to be 14 again. Sorry. She's a thick-bodied girl.
She's never going to be 14 again, and she has...
That might not be the right
given
one.
...given birth. But, I mean...
A couple times.
I think she definitely wigged out.
Yeah, I think that's
watching
a bad thing.
Watching the Grammys and not being there, not performing, not having a record.
Oh, I see.
I've always put my money behind Christina, and she still is a superior.
That was a long shot at one point, but yeah, now she's the one
Christina
with the career.
Christina Aguilera is craziness. Just a dynamite performer.
She's awesome.
Just a dynamite performer.
I saw her
performer.
Once. It wasn't that impressive.
But I tell you, it's exhausting listening to her.
Well, you're a cynic.
Like
I was there to enjoy it. No,
listening
I thought
to
it would
her
be good.
Sing is like listening. It's like the same feeling she I get when voice. I listen to Jennifer Harmon sing, which is, oh my God, I'm exhausted after like 30 seconds. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're singing the hell out of every stinking note. I can't. Wow. She is really
all
wigged
right,
out. She's wigged out. I heard that Britney was like in a hotel room, like I mean, a hotel lobby crying, like didn't have any credit cards. And couldn't check into a hotel.
She's worth like $500 million or something.
I don't
like
know,
that.
Man.
$200 million.
I think she's blown a lot of money. I don't know what's going on.
I don't
there.
Buy it.
Yeah, I don't buy it either.
Well, I know KFed was
FedEx
spending a lot of money.
That could be true.
You know,
let's
the thing is, she was like, she's like crying, crying about how nobody wants me anymore. Nobody wants me anymore.
It's true.
And it's like, hey, you know what, Brittany, come live with me and my wife. We'll take care of
it. There you go. A modern relationship.
But don't bring your kids.
Just bring your 200 million.
I don't want those
children.
Freaky look. I don't want those little freaky looking things.
No, maybe, you know, maybe Frankie could mellow out those kids.
I just miss the way she used to look in that scene with Justin Long and Crossroads. Have you ever seen that hotel scene?
I don't remember the hotel scene, but I do remember the opening 2 minutes where she's singing in her underwear.
Funny thing is, she couldn't check into that hotel because she didn't have a credit card.
That's right. Yeah. Justin Long had to get the room. Really sad.
All
right,
I think we've done enough Justin pity Long? For Britney right now.
Pity for Britney. Pitney.
Pitney.
Let's talk about TW's bare metal.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Let me read. Dorks. Oh wait, do we have some kind of like bare metal like sound or
we need to get Quiet Riot's Metal Health. For his thing.
All right, I'm on it. Talk about something else for 1 second.
No, we can read it. You can look, and we'll read it.
Oh, I don't want to. I want to read.
I'm gonna impersonate.
All right, go ahead.
I can't impersonate her if it's impossible. So, since last week's show was suddenly added and nearly as suddenly canceled, I pose my query from last week for this week. Indeed, a complex opening sentence. Here's the question. If people are able to overclock their processors to considerable
like?
Faster speeds than they come, why don't the processor manufacturers just make them to run at these speeds already? I know that overclocking leads to heat issues. I'm unsure if there are other major issues as well. And it voids the warranty. But if they are able to run the processors at that speed, why not design them to? Why underclock them? Yeah, that's metal, baby.
It's time for Tim Wurzel's bare metal question of the week.
Yeah, that was great.
I really don't have the Robert Plant squeal, you know, the David Coverdale.
No, that needed like a Gene Simmons, you know, tongue hanging out down to his chest kind of, you know, waggle.
Bare metal. All right.
And I seem to recall Drew had a rather intelligent response for this.
This is
part this
one.
Question.
Part
so
one. Part one. Of
part
what?
One should be answered
why,
by.
Why
by
is overclocking even a possibility?
Dewey the answer,
is basically
man.
What he's saying. I mean, like, why are chips, you know, rated for less than what they're actually capable of? Drew, go.
Should we talk
what
about
what the hell is a clock speed?
Yes. What's the clock speed in the first place? Hey, Matt. When you row, is there a guy on the boat who says when to row?
Yes.
That's called
him?
The cock speed.
That's called the coxswain.
How'd
they get that?
He
name?
Makes the cock speed.
I have no idea, but that's a Wikipedia question.
Instead
I'm sure
clock
that's
speed,
answered.
It's cock speed.
It's
but
cock speed.
Everyone rows on the same.
Everybody the rows same on the same beat. The person.
If that guy starts going faster,
we all go faster.
The whole boat goes faster.
Yep. Well,
that's like the clock speed.
Feasibly, anyway.
Right. Well, what happens if they start going faster? What happens if they start yelling faster than the people can row?
Well, then you end up with
chaos.
Rowers out of sync, and then you have timing issues, which lead
dogs
to dreadlocks and
together.
All kind of
six
gate
becomes
issues.
Nine.
Exactly.
Six becomes nine.
Cats and dogs living together.
Somebody's chocolate's going to wind up in somebody else's peanut butter.
So does that answer the question?
I think that answers the question pretty well.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the clock, doesn't the clock speed...
It drives the CPU much as the coxswain drives the rowers.
That's good. And there's more to it than that. Even there's clock speed has to work with like the RAM timing and other things going on the motherboard too.
Much as if you drive the rowers too fast, they get out of sync. If you drive the components on the computer too fast, maybe one of them is going to get done with its stuff faster than the next one can accept it. And
then you get into waiting issues. And if it's a well-designed chipset, if not, then you just get, you know, stack errors. And
in any case, you're going to be sending more electrons per second through the wires, and it's going to get hotter.
Not even, well.
Which is why you have to often cool wires. Down.
Now, overclocking, what they do is they set the different, like, set the timing ratios or whatever. Like, they have these little families of timing, you know, ratios, like 3-3-3-1-3, whatever.
You're thinking
of
compression ratios.
Like, oh, well, you know, they have, like, the clock for this is set to this, and the multiplier for that is set to that, and you know, the voltage, and the blah, 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 and all this different shit to get overclocking to work, and that's great. And that's fine. One thing that I read that was very interesting about overclocking was that not only are different chips better at overclocking than others, and we're talking not just like AMD versus Intel or something, certain Intel chips are better at overclocking than others, certain cores were better, certain production runs were better, and people will place a much higher value on certain production runs of certain chips because they are just extremely stable. They are able to take the heat. It's amazing like how fine the overclocking community really gets down to. It's really remarkable. And Drew, you had said something about like a bridge or something. Or
why would I say something like that? It doesn't make sense.
Oh,
I thought that was a good analogy.
I think that was the second part of the question, wasn't it?
Well, like if they're able to run at that speed, why not design them to? Or you were talking about
the chips are rated at a certain speed.
You're talking about engine. You said something about like car engines.
And whether they're rated or not, they're sold running at a certain speed.
Right. So they might be able to go beyond that. You could even drive it beyond that. But if you do, you know, you're kind of in the safety margin and
you're voiding a warranty.
You're voiding a warranty.
And you've got to think about cooling. It becomes a very big deal. That's why people get into all, like the liquid cooling and all this kind of stuff in the heat pipe and all this stuff.
Drew had a good point that sometimes it's not even a bad thing. It's merely underclocked for commercial purposes. For so they have purposes. A lower entry model.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But it's all the same general design. They've just
possibly.
What?
I mean, not necessarily. You can. Some chips are designed to operate at multiple speeds, and so if they put all the same chips in there, and then they put in the clock that runs at the slower speed, then they can sell you a cheaper machine that runs at, I don't know, 1 gigahertz. And then if they just put a faster clock in, they can sell it for more money, and it runs at 1.4 gigahertz. Let's say.
So it's economies of scale.
Yeah, it's a cheap way for them to make one product into two.
Now, I'm told that the new Core 2 Duo line of chips from Intel are an overclocker's dream because not only do they accept like vastly higher these multipliers, vastly higher clock speeds, but they run so cool to begin with that there's a large threshold for heat there, and they can take a pretty high temperature.
Yeah, that's a fair statement. I mean, in general, the two major chip suppliers, AMD and Intel, had been dealing with heat issues, AMD more so than Intel, for a long while. And both companies, through changing their die process and the size at which the chips are basically imaged, they've managed to lower both the power consumption and the heat profile on them.
Ah, how I miss the days of my Via
turbo button,
my Via C3. Which was a fanless processor.
Via still makes processors and some.
They do.
But I think they retired the
sounds right.
Fanless.
Yeah. They retired the site, the Cyrix, you know.
Yes, Cyrix is no more. That was the first alternate processor I remember, though.
And like Transmeta, Intel compatible. Transmeta, I think, was claiming like such low power that you didn't need a fan. And then, so we were talking about possibly like getting, you know, moving towards a truly silent PC for like, you know, your audio.
You can put
system
them together now, yeah.
I used to run one to play videos on my TV. It was just a 800 megahertz Via C3, and it was just powerful enough to like decode like DivX 4.
You're a stud.
And make a slight toast kind of smell.
All right, we're way off topic now. Let's get back on.
Yeah, okay. So overclocking.
Should we move on to this next question?
Did we cover the safety margin component there?
Safety margin.
You didn't use your analogy. Do your reading. Your bridge thing is good.
There's a shitload of documentation out there in the form of like forums. And
you don't want to read about that unless you want to actually overclock. He just wants to know why he's getting ripped off institutionally.
Oh, right. He's not getting ripped off. I mean, that's the whole point.
But that's what he's thinking. He thinks he's getting ripped off.
He's not getting ripped off.
I think he suspects rip-offery.
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 I think.
Is my microphone even on?
Is it? I don't know.
It looks wrong.
That would be
fun. It's
on.
It's low, though.
So Drew's analogy that he won't repeat is that bridges are rated to a certain weight. And yeah, you can drive a 4,000-pound truck over them because they say you can do that. But you could also drive a 9,000-pound truck over it. But
it
who knows what might happen. And it'll probably work, and you'll be fine.
Can I just tell you that my uncle, his second wife, her ex-husband, was a truck driver.
Okay.
And he got pulled over for exceeding the weight limit of a bridge.
Nice.
By how much?
Well, I think it was
32 pounds.
I want to say that it was like a 25,000 pound limit, and he was carrying 32,000 pounds. Now, that may be a totally insane. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's like it could have been 12,000 on a 10,000. I don't know. But this is a long time ago. Anyway, the fine was so big that to pay it, second mortgage.
Nice.
Wow.
I mean, that's like a 27% overage.
Sucks.
That's pretty high, even for safety
margin.
Mortgage.
Even for a made-up number, that's high.
Moral of the story is don't haul too much over a bridge.
You know what I want to know is?
Don't overclock a bridge.
How did the cop know?
Will the Small Business Administration come and
I think it may have just been one of those.
I don't know.
I bet they will.
May have been some kind of routine second stop mortgage. Where he may have been speeding or who the hell knows. But or maybe he's the saw the size of the truck. He's like, that's an awfully big truck for that bridge, you know, or something like that.
Hmm. All right.
Anyway, took him to the weigh station and oopsie.
Whoopsie. Maybe it's a all target right. enforcement area.
What does that mean? What the fuck does that mean?
Target.
It means that area.
The area enforced.
Yeah. They're going to.
They're gonna rape you more than
they're
usual.
Bad boy, more. Bad boy. What?
They're going to watch you more.
Okay. With both eyes.
Right. Both.
Here's question number Gales. Two of the bare metal. My throat's a little sore. Bare metal. Remember a while back when I asked about our computers at work here having restarting issues and you suggested that it was the RAM. Well, they have begun to replace the RAM. They purchased quote-unquote lower quality RAM than what came with our computers originally, as well as a slower speed than the original to hopefully fix the problem. These were working, so they went back to purchase more of the same, but all they could find were the same brand of the new RAM, only the faster speeds that matches the speed of the original RAM. So they bought those, installed them, and it didn't fix the problem. So I asked this, if two different brands of RAM, both with the same speed, don't work, but one with a slower speed does, then wouldn't it be a motherboard issue, not so much a RAM issue, since the motherboard is ready to handle the faster speed RAM? Anyway, thanks, Tim. P.S. You guys need to have a call-in feature, because he has a Tales from the Dark Side of his own. And he doesn't feel like typing it, but maybe he will anyway, or maybe he'll save it till next week or something like that. All right. Well,
wait, you haven't read a sig file.
What? Well, we'll definitely contemplate the phone thing. I have.
Didn't you break your phone?
Yeah, but I have the speaker phones upstairs that I can bring down, and that might work. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll give that a shot. But anyway, where was we?
Sounds like rip-offery.
Yeah, I think maybe we weren't completely clear on the original RAM issue. We thought it might have been a bad stick of RAM or many bad sticks of RAM,
mm-hmm.
and not so much a bad brand or too fast speed. I've never heard of that being a problem. To what my understanding, if RAM's too fast, it gets clocked down to the proper speed.
Typically, I think that is the case. Could it be that if this is all the same, like if this is like a one of these. You know, like a fleet of computers, so they're all the same. They're all the same motherboards, and just by some
like
quirk,
all built, yeah.
by some quirk, they just are unstable running at like say PC, 3300 when they really do very well with PC 2700 or whatever.
I guess I would ask.
Or is there a clock
data wise whether
issue?
It was like one machine that got replaced or whether it was many, whether you took that good RAM and put it in other machines and it worked.
Unfortunately, we have zero listeners.
I have to imagine
those are the avenues I would look down.
That it's not a motherboard issue. Back in the day when I was doing a little bit of overclocking myself.
Knee high to a June
memory
bug.
Timings were important, and Aha! it really wasn't so
Is
much.
Just like CL3 and CL2.
Yeah, it wasn't so much actually the megahertz of the RAM. It was the latency, and that's CL, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5
clock
that kind of thing.
Latency.
Mm-hmm. Clock latency. And quite often you could find
SIM slot extender, so you could put your SIM on the other side of the room from your computer. Oh. Yeah. Do they sell this?
I don't know.
Why do you want that?
I used quantum entanglement to make sure that the electrons in my memory were entangled with my computer.
Did you guys read about the cube, the quantum computer that was tested this last week or the week before?
It's pretty hot.
I read about it actually. I can elaborate at some point.
Anyway, so the second part of that is also during that time I realized that really. You need to pay attention to what the manufacturer says is supported memory for the motherboard that you're using. The shuttle that I own is very, very finicky about the memory you put in it. So I have two sticks of Crucial RAM that don't work with the motherboard, but the Kingston memory that's in there now is rocking, and they're the same everything. It's just something you gotta work.
My
through.
Technique had always
That's
been,
bizarre.
Especially when it started to get crazy with specs and complexity and RAM, to just try every stick I had lying around that actually fit slot wise.
That's a good approach. Try
That's
that
what
too.
I do. No, I guess yeah. I mean, to definitively tell whether that new RAM was fixing machine, when I read. That it sounds like that's not the issue. There's something
else
going on.
Who tells you we're going to put in some lower quality RAM to see if that fixes it?
Yeah.
What is that?
And the slower thing is something I've never heard of anyone in IT thinking might fix it. So if this is an IT dude, check his bona fides.
You might want to go hire a lower quality IT guy.
Slower.
See if he can figure it out.
See if it fixes the problem. No, we don't want to diss anybody who might potentially hear us.
Look. I mean, I could certainly see slower RAM being more stable. I can see that.
I've certainly never experienced that. I mean, that's certainly a.
I've never seen it either.
An avenue that one might think logically, but with my experience has not been that. That's a fix.
Now I remember having a Compaq that would only work with Compaq memory.
Mm. What the fuck?
Yeah. they pretty much don't do that anymore, but
except for printers,
yeah,
fucking printers.
Okay.
Anyway, I guess in summary, I mean, I think it's still probably a memory issue, and
yeah. Oh, so the real other thing besides swapping your memory amongst computers, because that's really inconvenient, is memtest. 86. So test the actual RAM. That will go in there and tell you if that stick is bad.
Memtest 86
or not.
Plus.
A plus. Yeah, that's right.
Is well, there's memtest 86. There's memtest 86. But there's also a Windows or a Microsoft rather branded memory tester that creates a little bootable floppy. It like makes a little bootable floppy, or you can burn an ISO to a CD, and that's a very useful thing.
Be prepared to wait a while if
well,
you
no,
have
I
a
mean,
lot
I,
of memory.
I only let it run like the first three passes. Not like full passes, but like, you know, first I let it do like ones and zeros, then I let it do
I understand what you're saying. You're doing the quick tests, basically.
Well, I mean, I just cut it off after three. Usually, you'll see the errors right off the bat. If you don't see any errors after the first like three or four iterations, you're almost guaranteed not to find any.
You don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm saying like probably better than 90% sure.
You heard of system info for Windows?
Yeah.
It's really
we
cool.
talked about this
I think
on
I just,
earlier show.
It was free software of the week, like 2 weeks ago.
Just,
SIW.
I downloaded it like 2 weeks ago.
It rocks.
So, yeah. So really did I. Look
at that's how I was getting my install codes for
Office.
Yeah,
get all your keys back. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, what else? Did anyone see that the SysInternals now has a package you could download?
It's not owned by Microsoft?
It is not owned by Microsoft, but the SysInternals suite will download all their cool apps that are not essentially games or toys.
Cool.
That's cool.
So I downloaded it, and I looked in there to see what the install was, and it's just like 30 executables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me? I guess you're supposed to put it on a thumb drive or something and then read about all those apps individually.
Wee. Hey, let's talk about okay.
Chicks, man.
Now, what have we done here? We
did the YouTube. We did the Flare. We did Dark Side.
I sent out a clip.
We did Getting Lucky.
We did Getting Lucky.
What's the clip I sent out?
We've been pretty good.
What's the clip you sent out?
Yeah, it was, and you responded with your Mark Goodman, Jim.
Oh, I don't know. Let me look.
Production.
Let me look, man.
Was
hell about the only thing we haven't funny. Done is oh, a Y-Wo.
Was the Steve Jobs cartoon.
Oh, that was good.
That was great.
That was really good.
Steve Jobs and Bill Gates.
I work on that.
I'm a
that
Mac
one.
On a PC.
Yeah,
pretty funny. Wish I could find that.
I'm looking at. Let me see. Wait, that was the thing
no,
that.
Could you delete it?
All right, now wait a minute.
Woo! That didn't sound good.
What the hell was that? Dory, is that you? Okay, good. I didn't want my trash to fall over by itself. Okay, Shane sent us tv.trueenough.com.
I sent him a sniglet for your trash falling over by itself once in like 1984.
You came up with a sniglet for trash falling over.
Remember how you
by
could
itself?
Submit it? There's a little form in the back of the sniglet book.
Okay, what was it?
Garbalanche.
Garbalanche.
It
That's
didn't make
great.
The next book.
That's man. Bullshit. My favorite was always L acceleration.
L acceleration?
L acceleration. That's when you repeatedly press elevator button to make it go faster.
Nice.
Like, come on.
It works.
Oh,
I swear.
Paul.
So TV.
Hey, did Stuart Pankin die or something recently?
Who?
Stuart Pankin. I saw him somewhere. He looked
Stuart
like death.
The fat guy?
He was skinny for one thing.
The
where
fat
the hell
guy
did I see
from,
him?
From wait, what
not
the
necessarily
hell
the news.
Not necessarily
which
the
is
news.
Where the Sniglets were. Were
well,
called.
The Sniglets were.
They were originally
Brad,
on there. But just like Jack Handy was originally on the Comedy Channel
wasn't
before
it
was ever on Saturday Live.
Wasn't on the Brad, not Brad Hall, but
Rich Hall.
Rich Hall.
Rich Hall's Onion World. That was his own little talk show on the Comedy Channel for a while.
You know, I got to tell you, I know I've talked about this before, but after Mr. Show went off the air, after four seasons of brilliance, Bob Odenkirk did a pilot called Next, and he had before he had Jerry Minor and Fred Armisen before they were on SNL. He had and he had Jill Talley and Jay Johnston from Mr. Show and Jay Johnston and
by the way, are
Jill
the chicks totally running Saturday Night Live now? It's amazing.
Well, Seth Meyers
Women
is the head writer.
Had.
Now.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, but I
Seth
saw the
Myers
opening skit was three girls.
For
okay,
what?
It was three chicks. I don't think that's ever been
for
done.
For Justin Timberlake? The Timberlake
was
episode from 06?
No.
The it was
Christmas
just
episode? Recently.
Yeah, it might have been the Christmas
It was
one.
The Christmas episode with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
He looks a little bit like Drew now.
What are we talking about?
He does
Stuart
not.
Pankin.
Oh, he
looks
terrible.
Like Drew.
He looks like cancer dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. He looks terrific.
I wish I looked that good.
All right,
so is he dead? Am I
wrong? TV.trueenough, TRUENUFF.com/Mac. That was the thing that Shane sent, and that was a bunch of takeoffs on the
spoofs.
Spoofs, if you will, of the Mac versus PC
I
stuff.
Agree. I agree. Those are good.
Oh, no, and then Russ sent this one out. One for Shane, he called it. And this was really good, but the search string, since we don't send the URLs because they're so insane.
Encryptified.
I wish they would do it more like Dig does it, where like the whole...
Dig Dug?
The whole headline is... Okay, just do Gates versus Jobs, VS period. Gates versus Jobs.
VS
Try that.
Period.
On YouTube. Gates versus Jobs.
It's also in the show notes if you'd like to go to
dial-a.
Yeah, those will get deleted by the end of the show.
Dial-a-dork.com.
Those will make it.
Email us.
Email us. Dorks at dial-a-dork.com.
No, he never saves and then they all get deleted.
That's not true.
He does save. I saw him save already.
Did he?
Do you want to finish the show, Matt, by telling us a little bit about this professional audio with Fedora Core 6?
No, we'll save that for next show because that's kind of involved. Especially if we put it together. That'll be really cool.
Put it together.
Oakley doakley.
Oakley oogly doodly.
So there's your... all right, well, so
and
much
there's
for
your shoe.
Here's the last thing we'll talk about then is 12 crackpot tech ideas that could transform the enterprise. These technologies straddle the divide between harebrained and brilliant as they promise to shake the pillars of tomorrow's enterprise. Number one, superconducting computing.
So what? Should we talk quantum stuff that just happened? That's much cooler.
Solid state drives. DC power?
DC power will actually happen.
Yeah.
And it and actually in the home that will start happening.
What I know what is that
the whole cool thing about AC power was that it would travel distances.
Yeah.
So much more efficiently than DC.
Yeah, still true.
But
I thought Tesla
made
like a tower that just shot DC power all over the world. Like
Tesla had one.
Put
plan.
A little antenna up off your roof
and
had
Edison
power.
Or one of his underlings had the AC plan, and AC was much better, much more efficient. So that's cool, but when you get close to stuff, there's no need to alternate. Now you're being wasteful alternating because then you got to rectify the wave and blah, blah, blah. So
you still have to do that, right? You're going to convert it.
Yeah, so you could either rectify everything coming in your house and then run your house on DC, or you could even generate your own power.
This
you don't
is
need to send it anymore. Why would you generate your own power on AC?
Right.
Why indeed?
So there's my point. Just like in your car, if you have a converter and then you plug in your laptop plug, which
you're
then converts
stupid,
it again.
Which is what I do.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Otherwise, you have to buy cigarette adapters for all your things.
True dat, true dat.
What can you do?
And a cigarette adapter splitter.
Yes.
Which they have.
I have lots of those.
Yeah, you can just do them, I don't know, indefinitely out, I guess. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it'll go for it.
Right, I overclocked mine.
Overclocked your car?
You overclocked yeah. your car?
Oh, yeah.
I remember when you bought that serial cable thing.
OBD?
We used that old...
OBD?
That old...
OBD 2?
Yes. Computer.
Yes. Yes.
I've actually used Drew's OBD 2 computer...
To diagnose
two or three
a cylinder misfire.
Now, yeah. And that's gone now, by the way.
The pad?
Misfire?
Yeah. The code no longer shows up. We did, me and Dan the Master Googler and his dad did plugs and wires for my car this past
Will
week.
Will that work on a 97 or 98 Jetta?
Should.
Possibly.
Because I have one that has had an engine light on for about 10 years.
10 years.
Okay, maybe 8 years.
Well, I can bring it and you can try it.
That'd be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good thing to do on a show.
Yeah, we'll drive the car right down here.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Man, I don't think anybody swore until just now.
No, Herb said fucking.
I was relatively clean tonight. I couldn't believe it.
This is
because the FCC's not listening.
Oh.
Because the FCC won't let me be.
Are you guys seeing this Project Black Box from Sun? Have you seen this?
No, what is it?
No, what's
that? It's a 20-foot shipping container with integrated cooling, networking, and power, external hookups for hot and cold water, 208-volt, three-phase AC power, Ethernet, integrate sensors, alarms, and GPS, fill its 8 19-inch shock-tolerant racks with servers, either 120 Sunfire or 250 Sunfire T1000s, and you've got 1 or 2,000 processor cores, 7 terabytes of memory, and more than 2 petabytes of storage. Connect them all as a grid for simplicity, and it can support 10,000 simultaneous desktops without requiring an administrator, and it can be located anywhere.
That's cool. Awesome.
I'll take a dozen.
And he says it's cheap. They say it's cheaper, 10th of the price of a standard data center, and it can be turned on and configured in a day.
Genius.
I'd like to I'd like him to put beer taps along the side.
I see the government buying
because the admins have nothing else to do but drink.
So they can not send them to hurricane victims?
Send them to hurricane victims.
I mean, if you're going to run an enterprise on it, it says nice. You can put it anywhere. It sounds nice, but you better have
somewhere.
If you're the
Super Bowl or something and you need a server
those are
farm
great
for
mobile
a
things.
Thing.
I think it's awesome.
Olympics.
But it sounds like they're trying to compete with data centers.
Mm-hmm. FEMA.
If you're the FEMA.
Terrorist cells.
If you're the terrorist,
if you're a terrorist,
I'm pretty sure.
If you're the X-Men, I bet they will buy these.
Well, heroes are practically X-Men now. You guys watching that?
Yeah, it's weird.
They had
Stan
Lee on this week.
I missed that.
He was the bus driver at the band.
Wow.
I think there should be a movie called The Rated X-Men.
I bet there is.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And I think it would be gay, though.
Well, it could be. It might not be. It depends.
The question is, what are you hoping?
I don't mind taking their money. By the way, I think there's
a
Wikipedia entry for the number 64. I think if you just Google the number 64, it goes to a Wikipedia entry for the number 64.
Yeah, it's reading up on Lostpedia.
Which I think is stupid.
Yeah, I never got into Lost. Battlestar Galactica, I'll back you up on Lost.
That
so
would have been good.
They
I'm
both had
lucky.
They suffered in 2006 fall season. Both.
Or maybe
those.
It's just the year 64. I think it's about the year 64.
All right, why don't we close
when
the show
I'm
up?
Yeah,
we're just rambling.
Maybe on that. Did you guys, there was a great fire in 64. Also the birth of Julia Flavia.
Is that when Nero
fiddled? I have one cool thing I could throw in right at the end.
All
right. Did you know that the proxy settings in Firefox allow you to do SSH tunneling?
Say what, motherfucker?
Isn't that cool? So I used to use SSH tunneling to my home for... poor man's VPN. You just expose a port and run SSH, and you can redirect from that box to other boxes on the network. You set that up on that host, and then Firefox, if you're out at, let's say, a wireless cafe and you want to encrypt your traffic,
beautiful.
You use that as your proxy.
Beautiful.
Holy
That's
shit.
Awesome.
All right, dig it.
And then you can read your emails and your online banking and safety.
Well, on that hilarious note,
it is rocking.
We will close the show. Any last words, gentlemen? Drew, your bag is fucking packed. You're like ready to go. Show notes are published.
We got to go buy some lottery tickets, man.
I bought some today.
True enough.
I might get some on the way home.
I already have
Deuce. That's $2 of Frankie's college fund.
Which could turn into $200 million.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
That would be back to school time.
That would not be spent on Frankie's college.
We would buy Frankie a college.
The Irv Katz Foundation. That's got a nice ring to it.
We'll set up Katz U.
Dude, you gotta see that movie Accepted. It's hysterical.
Is it good? I do want to see that.
I kind of want to see
it. It's on the pay-per-view. All right. Pick it up.
All right, we're out. Justin Long hilarious.
We're out.
We're out?
Are we
out?
We're out.
It's fine.
We're out. Get out.
Okay.
That's it. Out, damn spot.
Thank you very much for listening. www.dial-a-dork.com for all sorts of things like RSS feed, show notes, blah, 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 archives, et cetera. Email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com.
Strike that, reverse it, we're done.
Strike that, reverse it.
Stop. We're done. We're done.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.